Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management held its first public hearing in Wilmington this week as the federal government decides on opening tracts off the coast of the Carolinas for oil and gas exploration. Environment North Carolina is one group that strongly opposes offshore drilling. Instead, the group is promoting the enormous potential of solar and offshore wind energy to meet North Carolina's needs. The group's field director is Dave Rogers, and he joins us this weekend to discuss clean energy. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk about where we are in terms of energy, alternative energy sources. We're living in a time that Governor McCrory and the Obama administration seem to be amenable to drilling off of our coast for natural gas, maybe oil. Environment North Carolina doesn't think that's such a good idea.
We think North Carolina's coast is one of the most beautiful parts of the state and arguably one of the most beautiful parts of the world. People come from all over the globe to come experience North Carolina's coast. So we think putting our coast and the industries that rely on that tourism at risk with drilling just doesn't make sense for our state. So we're firmly in the camp of no drilling off North Carolina's coast.
Environment North Carolina recently put out a report, More Wind, Less Warming, which looks at wind as an alternative energy source. We seem to be uniquely positioned for that.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's a really exciting time in both the clean energy industry as a whole, but then specifically with offshore wind. We're likely to see the first wind farm construction start off the coast of Rhode Island this year. So I think by the end of this year, we'll probably see the first windmill spinning anywhere off the coast of the Atlantic. But North Carolina, as you mentioned, is uniquely positioned. We actually have more offshore wind potential than any Atlantic state. According to a study done by UNC a few years ago, we could meet about 130% of North Carolina's energy needs from offshore wind alone. So the potential is almost unlimited, and we just really need to start to take advantage of it.
I'm sure you've heard the folks on the other side that would complain about the farms themselves and the windmills, saying that that would ruin the natural landscape.
It's definitely a realistic concern, so I understand why folks who have made their homes along the coast don't want to see giant wind farms. And through the process that the federal government has undertaken in order to actually start the development of these wind farms, one of the things that they definitely take into consideration is that viewscape. So, for example, the areas under consideration off of the Outer Banks are actually 24 miles out. So to put in perspective, that's actually over the curvature of the Earth, so people won't be able to see it. And that's mostly based on feedback from the coastal communities, the National Park Service, as well as other commercial traffic from shipping and commercial fishing, et cetera.
Governor McCrory, I'm sure you've heard, I've heard him many times say his policy is all of the above, and he wants to do all these things, but he does talk most about drilling somewhere, whether it's fracking or offshore drilling. And one of the big arguments he and others make is the jobs that that would create.
Yep.
And we're at a time when people are always looking for jobs.
And Governor McCrory has come out in support of offshore wind and solar power as well, which are the two energy sources we think make the most sense for North Carolina. The reality is there's just a lot more he could do. You mentioned most of the time he spends talking about drilling. He hasn't, other than saying he supports offshore wind, he actually hasn't taken much action. He submitted a letter to the Obama administration announcing his support for offshore wind. But there's a number of things that he could do at the state level, including committing to a goal for offshore wind development, saying North Carolina would get a percentage of its wind or its energy from offshore wind. He could work regionally the same way he's working for offshore drilling with governors of other Atlantic states to put together demonstration projects that would allow us to get a start on it without mobilizing a ton of resources around a giant offshore wind project. So small demonstration projects that are already moving forward in places like Oregon and New Jersey. And then, you know, the reality for us is that the place where North Carolina can make the biggest difference in terms of energy is places like offshore wind and then solar as well. The reality is it's the 21st century. We've got the ability to power our lives in ways that don't pollute the environment. And then that will never run out. That's one of the great things about wind and solar is once the infrastructure is built, the fuel is free. So we're not subject to volatilities and the kind of price swings that we are already experiencing both positively and negatively with things like natural gas and oil.
And as we're having this conversation, the state is moving ahead, it appears, with fracking for natural gas. It's not offshore, but it still has some of the same concerns How do you fit fracking into this puzzle and the push by the oil and natural gas industry to start drilling underground?
Yeah, I mean, I think fracking this along the same lines of offshore drilling just really doesn't make sense for North Carolina. According to all the best estimates, we have a relatively small amount of natural gas. So if North Carolina really wants to get into the energy game, it just makes logical sense to get in the energy game in a place where we can actually be a leader. We're never going to be able to compete with places like Texas, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania in terms of natural gas. So why don't we invest those resources in places where we can actually create a number of jobs? And to link back to your last question, Oceana, an organization that works on ocean protection, just recently released a report that showed that we'd create about 25,000 more jobs from offshore wind development than we would from offshore drilling. And the numbers on land with solar compared to fracking are almost exactly the same. So the best estimates are that we'd create a number of jobs in the hundreds with the fracking industry, but we've already got more than 2,000 solar jobs in the state, and those numbers have been doubling over the last few years. So moving in a clean energy direction is a place where North Carolina can actually move to the forefront of our energy future.
I'm sure folks listening to this think, well, gosh, this makes a lot of sense. How come it's so hard to get it done? I mean, we're actually, as you know, people are attacking the current renewable energy standard that was passed several years ago, trying to repeal it, even though it's been wildly successful. What do you think accounts for the big opposition to this?
Yeah, I mean, I think to a large degree, there's a lot of moneyed interests who work to influence the political process and influence our decision makers. So whether it's the oil and gas industry, whether it's the Koch brothers pouring in, you know, tens of millions of dollars to elect candidates that are more sympathetic to their cause, those special interests have a disproportionate amount of influence in the decision-making process. So I think that's probably the largest factor is that there just stands to be a lot of people who profit based on the status quo, and they want to kind of maintain that profitability. The second thing I would say is these are new energy sources. So anything that's new and a little bit different tends to be more challenging to get off the ground. But as anybody who's travels around North Carolina like I do probably has noticed is that solar farms and solar on rooftops, they're sprouting up all over. So I think as more and more people start to see those and hear stories from folks who have decided to put solar on their roofs and how much money that they saved and how it made sense for them, the more and more I think you'll see it continue to grow. And then offshore wind, I think, is the same exact case. I think once we see that first wind farm built off the coast of Rhode Island, the easier it'll be for other states to move forward with that. And then I think you'll start to see it really expand up and down the coast of the Atlantic.
I'm sure you get asked this a lot in your work at Environment North Carolina, but what can people do who are listening and want to make this happen faster and not wait around for the special interest to, you know, the influence to diminish?
Yeah. I mean, I think the best thing that people can do is to reach out to their elected officials and let them know where they stand on these issues. So whether it's Governor McCrory, whether it's your local state representatives, or whether it's your city council, there's action that can happen at the local, state, and federal level that can make an impact on these issues. So that's step one. And then step two is there's plenty of opportunities for people who want to, you know, and have the means to personally invest in solar. So reach out to some of the good solar businesses around the Triangle or wherever folks live in North Carolina to be able to identify what makes sense for, you know, their home. But I think ultimately it's a political problem. We've got the technology to be able to get 100% of our energy from clean sources. It's a political problem that's holding us back. So we've got to change our decision makers' opinions on these issues. So people should request meetings, write personal letters, make phone calls to their elected officials. And that, I think, although slower than we'd like, ultimately will make the largest difference.
Well, it's good advice. Let's hope people take it. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Up next, what a veteran teacher hopes Governor McCrory will propose for education. Stay with us.